Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the ace, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of such a group.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
All right, everybody, good evening, and welcome to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and on the web, it's theronkellyshow.com. What's up, everybody? How are you making out? You know, I got to just give me 1 second. Okay, I left my, you know, I need a producer. Anybody want to volunteer? You get at me, rkellytalk at aol.com. Thanks, everybody, for joining me this evening. Got a great show. It's an absolutely packed show going on right here tonight. I'll tell you what, we'll give the phone number out. It's 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. I got my trusty water right here. I'm all ready to go. Thank you so much, guys, for joining me today. Now, you can follow the Ron Kelly Show on Twitter. I'm a big tweeter. And you can follow follow the Ron Kelly Show on Twitter. It's at R Kelly Show, and on Facebook, of course, for all the Facebook peeps out there, it's at the Ron Kelly. It's the Ron Kelly Show it's facebook.com/Ron Kelly Show, and on Instagram, it's Radio Man 2. All right, everybody, thanks so much. Thanks for joining me. We got a lot to cover tonight. A lot to cover, man. I mean, there's so much going on in this big old world of ours. We're going to cover it all for you. You know, so Donald Trump is confirmed. It's all over, so you can stop praying. Donald Trump is confirmed. He's the president of the United States. Now, this is Donald Trump's first job, mind you. This is his very first job. He has never done anything else. Well, he's never had to answer to anybody else. And who knows if he's going to answer the American people. But I think that, you know, I'm slowly but surely getting used to the idea of Trump being the president of the United States. Slowly but surely. Now, it may take 4 years, but I'm slowly but surely getting in touch with the fact that Donald Trump is the president of the United States, and this is his first job. You know, it's a scary thought. He's the president of the United States. This is his very first job. And he's never really been responsible to anybody. So, now, how dangerous is Trump tweeting his foreign policy? How dangerous is that? We'll talk about that a little later on in the program. And also, him not having any daily intelligence briefs, like the presidents and most president-elects before him had daily intelligence briefings, so they can keep up with what's going on around the world. Trump has decided that he doesn't really want to do that. Am I kind of dark in here? Okay, it looks a little dark. Maybe it'll adjust. But in any case, we'll talk about that a little bit later on now in the program, because we absolutely packed today. Now, let me start with this. Now, in Germany, we had another truck terrorist attack in Germany. Now, we've already had this over there, overseas in Paris, I believe it was the last time. You know, in a truck crashes through a crowd and kills 12 people, injuring lots more. And as I said before, this has happened already. Now, here in the United States, for example, the Thanksgiving Day parade in New York, now they had dump trucks at every intersection. And so nobody could drive through with a truck to run over and kill people. You know, and I'm kind of wondering why, you know, since this has already happened, now this time it happened in Germany. And I'm wondering now, since this has already happened, you know, why? I mean, this is, I'm not, I don't want to be critical, but, you know, I'm not to be critical, but I'm wondering why no precautions were taking place, put in place, rather, to, you know, try to prevent these lone wolf attacks, because they are small, you know, relatively speaking, to the size of the country. But, yeah, this is something that's very, very, you know, And so I'm wondering why they didn't take any precautions, or why, you know, precautions weren't taken. And it's a good lesson. Not a good lesson, but people, you know, maybe there's something to be learned from everything. From every tragedy, there's something to be learned. Like, we learned from 9/11 when the World Trade Center was knocked down. We learned from that. And so hopefully, like I said, with the Thanksgiving Day parade, we had trucks with sand at every intersection, so no one was able to drive through. So thoughts and prayers go out to the people in Germany for the terrorist attack that took place over there yesterday. Now, later in the program, I'll talk about the hypocrisy of democracy in America. Now, there's so much hypocrisy in the democracy of America today. And the show is absolutely packed, so we'll get to all of that, hopefully. And if not, if I miss anything, I'll pick it up next Tuesday night on the Ron Kelly Show. Now, there's a television show coming up in January on the A&E network called Generation KKK. You know, I just... Generation KKK. Now, this is a show that's supposed to be coming up on A&E in January. Now, the funny thing about this show is that at the same time, the production on this show started around the same time that Trump, President-elect Trump, started his campaign for president of the United States. So this is around about the time that this Generation KKK started. Now, you know, there's been lots of shows, reality shows. We're living in a reality show world. You know, Donald Trump, you know, the king of reality, or fantasy, I should say, with his show that he had. There's so many different shows about midgets and shows about, I'm not supposed to say midgets, shows about, thank you, Lamont Gates, the unflappable one, Lamont Gates. Thank you for participating in the program. So, Generation KKK. Now, we all know about all the reality shows that have taken place in this country. We live in a reality show society because shows are cheap to produce. There's no, you know, there's no lines to be read. People just, you know, the Kardashians have made hundreds of millions of dollars just, you know, being nonsensical. And, you know, Duck Dynasty and Sister Wives and all kinds of shows that are going on. But this here, now, those are other shows I was able to deal with. But this show, great. Okay, Lamont's listening to it in his car. Good. All right. Technology is great. Okay, good. now, this show, Generation KKK, it's just, I just don't understand the logic behind this show. I just don't get it. Now, the producers are saying that the show, this Generation KKK show, is it's not normal. Now, what they're saying, what the producers are saying about this particular show, is that the show does not focus on the Ku Klux Klan. You know, it says it's starting on the January 10th, and we... we'll get a weekly look inside the lives of several families headed by members of the Ku Klux Klan. And the show is called Generation KKK, as I said. Now, giving racism a platform, even under the guise of increasing public awareness of its existence, is all the rage now. Now, they're saying that this is not the purpose of this show. Okay. But as I said earlier, the show has been in the works for a year and a half. And it's right around the time that Trump began his run for the presidency. And the show, it says it traces the lives of three anti-racist activists. So what the producers of the show are saying is that, a little under the weather here, but I'm going to try to make it through the program. What the producers are saying is that the show does not necessarily focus on racism, but it focuses on the people who are trying to get out, because there are family members, these race baiters, who want nothing to do with racism, and they're trying to get out. Now, Daryl Lamont Jenkins Arnold Michaelis and Brian Widner are aggressively trying to persuade their family members, parents, to leave the Klan or prevent children from being indoctrinated into. So this is kind of like, it's, you know, this is kind of like a intervention without the drugs, or Hoarders without the mess, you know. So basically, the premise of this show is that the family members are going to try to get the other members to leave the Klan. Now, I don't understand why they even want to put this on the air. And, you know, is this a result of Trumpism? Because the production for the show started around the same time Trump started running for president. So is this a Trumpism? No. Later on in the show, we'll talk about there's supposed to be another march, yet another march. I'm so tired of marching. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program. And also, we'll talk about the hypocrisy of democracy, the so-called democracy in the United States of America. We're going to talk about that as well a little later on in the program. But this is, you know, this, and you know, and I, and let me start with this. My nephew, Ed Kelly, he's better known as DJ Eddie Love Hate, posted something on Facebook the other day about black folks. And he's right that this is something that we, you know, we need to get ourselves together here. You know, my nephew posted about to encapsulate what he said. He just basically said that, you know, instead of us, we should be trying to fix our own backyard before we go plunging into somebody else's. So basically what he's saying is that, you know, situations like Black Lives Matter and all of these people, Black Lives Matter, excuse me, National Action Network, and these other people, all these other, organizations are missing the boat when it comes to what's happening in the black community. Now, you know, there's another march. It's being sponsored by Reverend Al Sharpton. I have a lot of respect for Reverend Al Sharpton and the National Action Network. Now, this march is called We Shall Not Be Moved March. Now, I mean, we, you know, we've been getting moved around a lot lately. But this is a We Shall Not Be Moved March. And the march is supposed to take place 5 days before Donald Trump assumes the presidency of these here United States. So, I'm going to be coughing, I'm sorry. I don't know if you've noticed anybody, but when there's a concentration of a certain ethnic group in an area, they usually associated, the name of the area is associated with the ethnic group, like Chinatown, you know, the place where Jews live. I'm not sure what they call it, where Jews live, Jewtown, I don't know. Little Italy, Little Poland, Little India, you know, and it's usually some place where there's commerce going on, where people are working together. They've got their stores set up, and you know, you have like a whole strip of stores, like in Jersey City, for example, where I grew up. Between Tunnelly Avenue and Kennedy Boulevard, the whole strip is all Indian stores, and it's about 3 or 4 blocks long. Okay, and you have all kinds of stores there, all kinds of situations going on there. You have you know, videos and restaurants and department stores. It's not exactly Macy's, but you have, you know, everything you need. And yeah, it's a concentration of the stuff that they use, but you have everything you need. And for the most part, when you go into these areas, you're not afraid, and the areas are, you know, they're ethnically, you know, the areas are set up where the ethnic groups do business with each other, and the dollar circulates in the town, you know. But when you come to the black community now, what does everybody call, you know, when the white people, you call it the suburbs, with the Chinese, it's Chinatown, Little Italy, Little Poland. But when it comes to where black people live, you know, now what do they normally call areas where black folks live? You know, the hood, the ghetto. You know, that's where we live, where black folks live. So, you know, and my nephew was right that, you know, we need to get ourselves together you know, all of this marching, and, you know, I mean, I can appreciate the effort of folks that want to march, but, I mean, come on. You know, we've been marching since the 60s, and it's gotten us anywhere. And what my nephew was saying, I'm not saying this because he's my nephew. If I ran this across this, no matter who wrote it, I'd still be bringing this to the air. And what he's basically saying is, you know, we have to get ourselves together. Before we can, you know, we have to get ourselves together before we can start, you know, because nobody's going to respect us. And this is what's happened. See, because here in America, America is first of all, it's not really a democracy, not in my estimation. I'll talk about that a little later on after the break about it. It's not really a democracy. But the other thing is that, you know, this whole idea of you know, this whole idea of us, you know, I mean, I don't want to step on anybody's toes. I guess I'm going to have to. But, you know, this whole idea that we are, you know, yeah, there are, okay, let me put it like this. There are some roadblocks. There are some things that are put in place that kind of hold us back from, you know, trying to do some of the things we need to do. Okay, that's undeniable. But we have to get ourselves together before we can get anybody else to respect us. Because other ethnic groups, I mean, there are some where it's racial, but they just don't respect us because they feel like, hey, they don't respect themselves. Now, that's not a reason for people to not respect us. It's not a reason. They, you know, we should get respect no matter what. But, you know, we in a lot of ways, we're our own worst enemies here. When it comes to our community, and see, black people don't want to hear that. Folks, people don't want to hear that. They're like, oh, you know, you're just a hater, or you know, I've heard it all. You know, emails and messages I've gotten from people, I don't love my people, and all of this type of stuff. You can say what you want, but this is the situation in the black community. When you come into the black community, for the most part, you're going to see desolation. You know, it's going to be desolate. It's going to be you know, dark and abandoned buildings and no commerce going on. You see a bunch of Chinese restaurants and chicken places. I was working Saturday. I was passing through Patterson, city of Patterson, not to pick on Patterson. But I was passing through Patterson, and I passed by the chicken place on Broadway. Those of you who are watching the program who are from Patterson, you know what I'm talking about. Or in any place in America, Newark, you know, Compton, California, Chicago, you know, there's always some people hanging out in front of the chicken place. So I'm
we'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities. To support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Your bathroom break is over.
Here we go.
Welcome back. Welcome.
Really?
Now I can do what I planned to do this morning.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Okay, and the Ron Kelly Show is on. Okay, all right. Allegedly, I'm still 14 minutes left of the program. Allegedly, I'm still in here. All right, the Ron Kelly Show is on GS Radio as well. I hope that my my people over at GS Radio were able to capture the broadcast. The show is syndicated on blogtalkradio.com, and it's on GS Radio. No, I don't want to be on another hour. Yeah, so the show is on GS Radio or Gyroscope. It's Gyroscope Me. The show there is it's not simulcast. The show there is the show on GS Radio is rebroadcast. It's not live like this show is right here. But I'm going to try my best to finish the show now that I'm reconnected to Blog Talk Radio. You know, God, I'm just so disgusted. Anyway, it's about 14 minutes before the hour, everybody. Shout out to my niece, Shanika, Joe, Darren, and Ron Hicks. And a bunch of y'all out there, I can't name everybody in the space or time I have, but thank you, everybody, for joining the program and listening to my nonsense every Tuesday night. It's 8 p.m. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, and it's on Gyroscope Radio, only to rebroadcast. We have to figure out what we're going to do with that. Anyway, it's about 13 minutes before the hour, and we got a lot going on here. I apologize to those of you who had to sit through my struggle to try to get connected back to the station. They'll be hearing from me. So this is what happened. So the Founding Fathers, while they were writing the Constitution and talking about freedom of speech, freedom of this, freedom of that, you had a bunch of slaves. You had a bunch of slaves on your plantation who couldn't leave, who were owned by you, other human beings. So this is the hypocritical part right here, because you had these people, Jefferson, Washington, and these people, the founding fathers of this country, who were writing the Constitution and talking about freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, freedom, you know, right to bear arms, freedom of, educate, all of this stuff. And yet you had slaves. You owned people. So who was that Constitution written for? See, the Constitution wasn't written for black people. The Constitution was amended for us. And an amendment is just a piece of paper. You can't change people's, how people feel about you with a piece of paper. It's just like when they talk about retraining police officers. I mean, come on, give me a break. Give me a break. You know, you can't legislate morality. Just like you can't make people put their pants up, and you can't make people pull their pants up. And you can't write that into law. You can't write that into law. You can't make people pull their pants up. And I know you see my T-shirt, Sarcasm Society. Yeah, fits me. But So while you were writing the Constitution, and again, I'm not a racist. And I don't look at people I don't look at people from what their nationality is. I treat everybody the same. But see, the problem is that the hypocrisy is that while the founding fathers were writing the Constitution, back home on the ranch, they had people that they owned. So once again, who was that Constitution written for? And again, I have more white listeners than black, okay? So I'm not trying to kowtow to anybody. You know, I have plenty of white people who listen to this program. Because they understand me and what I'm trying to say, the point I'm trying to get across. I'm not a militant, You know, I'm not saying back to Africa, let's live in a black state and all that stuff. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm just saying is the truth, and that is that the when the founding fathers were writing the Constitution and the, you know, freedom of religion, freedom of expression, freedom to, of assembly, freedom of speech, freedom to learn. I mean, all of that stuff that we're supposed to be, that was written into the Constitution, but it wasn't written to us. It wasn't written to black folks. You know? So, yeah, now there were some amendments. Amendments have been made. But, you know, you can't legislate how a person feels in their heart. This is why we have this problem. And now this is why we have this problem with Trump. You know, and I'm going to close the show by saying I got about 8 minutes left of the program. Thank you, everybody, for joining me here on the Ron Kelly Show. You can follow me on Twitter. It's R. Kelly Show. On Facebook, it's The Ron Kelly Show. And on Radio Man, I mean, on Instagram, it's Radio Man 2. My social media nonsense that I find myself hooking, getting into from time to time. But, yeah. So this is the problem. So how are you going to, it doesn't make any sense that we had a constitution that was being written while people who were writing it owned slaves. So who was that freedom meant for? Who was it meant for? So anyway, everybody, I got to take a quick break and I'll come back and I'll wrap the show up. Anyway, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back with the rest of the show. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and on gyroscoperadio.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Oh, barf. What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your bathroom break is over.
Here we go!
Welcome back.
Welcome. Really?
Now I can know what I plan to do this morning.
To the Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, we're back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. 5 minutes before the hour. Yes, thanks everybody for sticking with me and living with me through this nonsense with Blog Talk. You got to love it, though. At some point, we'll be out of here for sure. I promise. Anyway, we had to. So once again, Trump is confirmed. The Electoral College confirmed Trump is the president of the United States. And he will be confirmed if nothing happens to him. And I'm not suggesting there should be. Don't have to have the Secret Service knocking on my door. If everything's all right, if everything works out, he'll be the president of the United States come January 20th, and President Obama will be leaving. So, and again, President Obama is stepping up his bid now, trying to preserve his legacy, I guess. and by, you know, he denied anybody from drilling for oil off the coast of the United States of America. He did that, and he also is commuting the sentences of a lot of people who probably would have been in jail for life. Under Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and Hillary Clinton's super predator, Hillary Clinton, whose husband at the time, the president, Bill Clinton, implemented the Rockefeller drug laws, where people who just had crack were getting life sentences, nonviolent crime. Now, how the hell can you get a life sentence for a nonviolent crime? It just doesn't make any sense. You know, so President Obama has been getting people out of prison, shortening the sentences of some and commuting the sentences of others. The president has been commuting sentences. So, you know, which is a good thing. You know, now he's being criticized for it, of course. You know, Bill Clinton didn't let anybody go. But here we have President Obama is commuting the sentences of people. You know, so anyway, so we had Trump as the president. Everybody has to get over it. He's going to be the president unless he, you know, something happens. He's going to be the president of the United States for the next 4 years until the year 2020. So everybody's just got to live with it. He's the president, and that's it. But, you know, I just wanted to make that point about the so-called democracy of this country, how, you know, and Darren made a good point that America has turned into what the so-called founding fathers said they didn't want. Yeah, absolutely. But see, but my point is that they were writing the Constitution, they owned people. So when they were writing about the freedoms and the liberties of, you know, that Americans should enjoy, black people or slaves had no liberty because they weren't allowed to read. Many of them took the last names of the slave owners. And I'm not, you know, and trust me, I'm over it, you know, about the slavery stuff. But lots of people took lots of slaves took the names of the slave owners. They were required to. So their African names, the names that they had when they were brought to this country in the hold of those ships. And anybody got sick, they just tossed them over the side and let the sharks have at them. So when they got here, they weren't allowed to have their own names. They were given names by their captors. So it's just so ridiculous, and it's just so hypocritical how the founding fathers can be writing about freedom and holding slaves. And then all the other things that are going on in this country with the justice system and police shootings and these kind of things. So what we'll do, everybody, thank you so much for joining me this evening. Hopefully, we won't have these technical issues that I had today. And I want to thank you for participating here with the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you to all my listeners all across the country who listen to the program, who participate. Thank you to all of those people who follow the Ron Kelly Show. More than 5,000 followers on Facebook, 5,200 likes. So the show is resonating with you folks. So thank you so much for joining me. As we do every Tuesday night here on the Ron Kelly Show. All right, so I'm going to break out of here because I'm like mad starving. And, you know, shout out to my motorcycle brothers out there. Be safe. You know, if you have to ride in the cold, be safe. And we'll see you guys back here next Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, everybody, take care of yourself. And just have a happy, Merry Christmas. We won't be back until after Christmas, so Merry Christmas. And we'll see you in between Christmas and the New Year. So until then, everybody, take care of yourself and be safe.